need to do this. Michael, let's start in the ninth inning. What happened there?
You know, just a culmination of you know, quite candidly, a little bit of a year plus since I've been in this chair. First of all, I'll say this. There's a lot of respect for that team. Whether it's mutual or not, I would like to think it is. You know, the fact of the matter is it's a good rivalry. It's a good hard-fought baseball rivalry. I don't want it to get to a point where it got to, you know, and accelerated to tonight. But how we got to the ninth, not in isolation. You know, we got to the ninth over a combination of things, you know. Look, they like to pitch in. They're aggressive pitching in. That's fine. People pitch Toddy in. You know, he's been hit five times by this group and played a lot of dodgeball because he's athletic. He's been hit three times in the last seven games. And, you know, you can put it any way you want, but he hadn't been hit more than four times by any other team, period, in his career. So, you know, and then I saw back before I was in this chair when he came back in 23, there was some snarkiness, you know, him being thrown at, and I asked him about it. He said, you know, I came off, I earned it. People are going to remind me of what happened in 22. And, but after a while, it's enough's enough. And, you know, intentional, unintentional, you know, the fact of the matter is you know, took exception with it. And I'm responsible for my actions. And I recognize that one of the few times that, you know, I'm going to instill myself in the game. But hopefully I answered your question.
Were you shocked that Dave came out and made some contact with you? What happened there?
No, I wasn't shocked at all. I mean, you know, I went to their dugout. He came out, and that's it.
Did you think the pitch was intentional to hit Tatis tonight in that spot?
I'd like to think not, but I can't say that. Only a couple people know that. And whether it was or it wasn't, enough is enough. You know, we got a guy that's getting x-rays right now. It's one of the best players in the game, of course, on our team. And this guy has taken shots, okay? And before this series, you know, and I can back this up with complete evidence, you know, track records speak for themselves. Teams that I manage don't get into altercations like this because teams I manage don't throw at people. But also teams I manage don't take anything. And after a while, I'm not going to take it. And I'm not going to take it on behalf of Toddy. I'm not going to take it on behalf of our team, intentional or unintentional. It's really that simple. That's how this game's played. And you want to call that old school? Then, yeah, we'll play old school baseball.
How is Tatis?
His initial x-ray was negative, but it's not in a good place. You know, you're messing with people's careers. You're messing with people's seasons. You know, so this is, you know, like I said, I don't need to go back in the last year and a half of what we've tolerated, you know, but we've kept our eye on the prize with this group. I'm not going to go back and talk about instances that have happened because I'm not going to be this wah, wah, wah. You know, I'm just going to play the game. But again, you know, we got a guy that's in there getting drilled and got x-rays, you know, and that's not good enough. It's not cool, man. And he's our dude, and I got him, and I got our whole club.
They're probably going to say that the Ohtani incident afterwards was retaliation. How would you characterize it?
I don't know. I don't really care what they say. I really don't, you know.
What did you make of what happened after you left, the way that you guys...
What happened after I left? I was having some nachos and some water.
Yuki had to finish it out.
Yuki. Good job by Yuki. Nice job. Got his first big league save, I think. Good for Yuki. Right, T? Happy for you.
What did you think when Robert got ejected there?
I mean, you know, listen, of course he did. You know, I mean, that's completely understandable. You know, we were down to a couple guys in the bullpen, and we were down a couple managers, too, because that's what got tossed. So, we try to plan a lot here, but we don't have the contingency for the third manager. They asked Ruben if he was the manager. He said, no. Nobody else gets hit, and I get tossed. I'm not the manager.
Who was?
Hammock, Robbie Hammock.
Talked before the game about Xander, and he was able to be the hero for longer than a few minutes today. What did you think of
him? I thought he was fantastic. Left off where he left off last night, good at bats, the homer big, you know, hard contact. We talked before the game about a lot of the outliers that have represented some really positive things without as many positive results. And you got to see him drive a ball to the ballpark and drive a couple balls in the gap and hit the ball the other way hard, and thought Buggy looked like who he's capable of being.
Think it's good that you guys go a few months without playing now?
We're going to get after it for the next 2 months, and they'll be on the schedule 2 months from now, and we'll be ready.
When you say Tatis was hitting on a good place, do you mean just generally just hitting someone in the hand is, you know, can be a pretty big risk, or is there like a specific location on his hand that you
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out. There's a, you know, the hand's got a lot of bones in it. So all I know medically, and again, you know, from the last couple of days, I'm not a good medical term guy, but they just said it's in a tough spot where there's a lot of bones. So the initial reaction negative, tomorrow more imaging, and you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
What about Bryce Johnson?
Bryce's x-rays were negative, and Bryce got hit by a pitch.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Bryce's x-rays were negative as well.
You also talked before the game about Ryan Berger being unafraid. What about him getting through this lineup twice?
Fantastic. He was tremendous. Got through it twice. Really poised to take him even in a close game. You know, we're going to read it, but, you know, was comfortable before he got into a little damage, the walk and then the base hit. And then Maury Hone, you know, let's talk a little baseball. Berger did a great job thinking about running him through Smith to get to Freeman for Maury Hone, but, you know, boom, boom, and now Maury Hone's in the game. But Berger was great. Executing pitches, that's what this is about.